people ask you, so do you agree that Israel has a right to exist? Do you believe Israel has a right to exist? And almost what you say in that moment will determine whether you're a good person or a bad person. Because, and this is, I just want to hit home that if you ask this question to any Palestinian, you're essentially asking this Palestinian to agree with the forced displacement of their own family. You know, so no, I don't agree that Israel has a right to exist at the expense of another people,
yeah.
Which is exactly what happened. But somehow, you know, that part of the equation is just totally dropped off. And it's like, you know, do you agree that Israel has a right to exist? And it also, from a lot of the times from, you know, the Jewish person that this question is coming from, you know, they've taken it that like, do you agree with me to exist as a Jewish person? And it's like, but sure, absolutely. You already exist as a Jewish person.
Mm.
What I don't agree is for you to exist as a Zionist Jewish person that comes from either Europe or a place, you have a passport, and then to go to the Middle East and, you know, somehow, you know, claim that you're indigenous from there and like still holding two passports. And, you know, so no, I don't agree with that. And I think people should be aware that anytime you ask the question of, do you agree to Israel having a right to exist, you are basically agreeing to Palestinians getting murdered for this land and being ethnically cleansed for this land. So, you know, be very careful of that question, because that question is not a solitary thing.
Yeah.
It comes with the fact like Israel only exists because of the displacement of Palestinians.